Okay, everybody, what is up, everybody? Welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your life 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Sorry we started about a minute late, had a little issue, but we're all good. Today's topic, very interesting one. It's actually something I taught yesterday. What I'm going to do here is kind of an abbreviated version of that because I think it's relevant to what most people in network marketing are doing right now when they're trying to use social media to build their businesses. It has to do with what to actually write in your Facebook post or in your Facebook ads in order for them to be effective. So the topic is five psychological elements your Facebook post or ads should contain to passively attract prospects and customers to you. So I'll get to exactly what those elements are, and I'll actually talk about a few examples relating to this topic and how it is you can actually kind of hit on these five psychological elements surprisingly in very little text. So I'll get to that in a minute. Now, if you don't know who I am, my name is Fernie Savas. I'm a lead generation and online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners as network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers multiply their incomes using the internet. I built my first six-figure network marketing business in a couple years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've personally been responsible for over $14 million in gross income into my home businesses, and I've helped our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars more collectively in their businesses as well. So what we do and teach works. It works in the network marketing, direct selling, home business space. In fact, marketing is marketing. It can help you grow any business. And as far as I'm concerned, it's about time network marketing joined the rest of the business world and actually use real marketing strategies to help people build businesses like a normal business. And specifically, what we do is help people build businesses online. And so if you're new to our training, I highly recommend you subscribe to these daily lives. You can actually click on the, if you're watching this on your mobile device, click on the video. A little ellipsis symbol will show up in the top right corner. Click on that, a menu will pop up, and you'll be able to follow us, like us, and most importantly, turn on live notifications so you get notified, a little ping on your phone, every time we go live so you don't miss any of the training that we deliver. We bring on and interview 6, 7, and 8-figure earners in addition to delivering training from our team as well here on these lives. On desktop, you can do a similar thing. You can actually just click on our logo or name right above the video. That'll take you to our fan page, and on our fan page, you can like us and choose to turn on live notifications. So let me see if we are live, and then we will begin. I want to make sure that I'm not speaking to the wind here. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hello, Debbie, Thomas, Dolores, John. Let me know where you guys are coming from, where you're watching in from, what state, city, country. So I love to know where people tune in from. I know people have tuned in from all over the world, so that's really, really cool. All right, so let's get going. So the five psychological elements your Facebook or ads, Facebook posts or ads should contain to passively attract prospects and customers to you. So I actually have some notes here from last night. So first and foremost, what you're trying to do with your Facebook post is not to talk about your company. You're not trying to spam about your company or the products of your company. You're primarily want to be focused on the result. And so on the result that you or your product or whatever you're involved in is able to produce for other people. And so most network marketing companies right now, and it's a really pain in the butt right now because the network marketing companies themselves are teaching distributors all the wrong ways on how to post on social media. They're giving distributors pictures of their product or logos of the company and telling them to basically paste them all over social media so they can brand the company. But no one cares about the brand of any company, especially a company they never heard of, unless they understand how that company can help them. And quite frankly, if you post both how a company can help you and the company name, people are going to go Google the company and basically not get the product or join through you. So you don't want to post anything related to your company. Not because your company is bad, but because you want to have that element of mystery. But the other element is that you want to have somebody reach out to you because they see you as the channel by which they can receive a certain benefit that you spoke of on your post or on your ad. So that's first and foremost why it is you should not be posting information about your company all over the place, especially all over social media. You know, again, you keep that mystery because you're trying to have people go through you. And frankly, you want people to see you as the source for the solution to their problems. So if they have skincare issues, energy issues, weight loss issues, et cetera, you want to be the source that people go to when it comes to, you know, X in order to get a certain benefit. So you want to, basically, that's how you build a brand, that's how you build authority, is that when people perceive you as the expert in a certain area, not because you, like, went to school or have some sort of degree about the subject, they perceive you as the expert because you have been able to help other people or even help yourself accomplish something pretty cool. So that's a general approach to what to have in your Facebook post and what not to have in your Facebook post. Now, in terms of breaking it down, there's five elements that posts I recommend for most Facebook posts. Now, it doesn't have to be all five, and believe it or not, the five elements don't have to be all in five different sentences or anything like that. It just has to hit on at least three of these elements. But I have a list of five elements that a Facebook ad should have or a Facebook post should have in order to be effective. First and foremost, number one is you want to get attention. So attention in traditional marketing or online marketing specifically, what's been done in the past is that they start off a post. Someone starts off a post by going, attention blank. So attention diabetes sufferers, attention network marketers, attention what, and then they just spell out who the ad is for. Now, that can be effective with other ad platforms. The problem with Facebook is Facebook does not allow you to do that in advertising. On your own personal post, regular post, you can do that all you want. So attention stay-at-home mothers, or I recently learned that work-at-home moms. So WAHM is an acronym for work-at-home moms. So attention WAHM, or WAMS. And so you can do that on your personal post, but it still makes it a little kind of cheesy, a little salesy, but it is effective. You certainly can't do that on the advertising part of it because your Facebook doesn't allow you to call people out on their personal attributes. And so another effective way of grabbing attention is you, one, are sharing something about yourself. So a good example of this was from an ad by Hannah Corbin yesterday. And she said, and she is targeting network marketers because she's selling training for network marketers. She says, my upline told me I only needed five key people. Easy, right? Well, not actually. So she said something that almost basically kind of subtly contradicts what the world view out there of most network marketers as it relates to how it is a business is built. Here's another one, and this one's a little bit more in your face. I finally stopped listening to my upline. That grabs attention. and then here's another one, and this other one I'm going to read has other elements in it as well, so it actually combines some elements. It says, we taught these folks how to recruit without prospecting. So again, network marketing. So we taught these folks how to recruit without prospecting. So so when you grab attention, one of the strategies could be that you state something that's kind of contradictory to what normal people in that market believe. One of my mentors in the intermittent fasting market, basically ketogenic living. So living, with a ketogenic lifestyle, it's a certain diet you follow for weight loss and health and other stuff. But his first opening statement was, it turns out breakfast is not the most important meal of the day. So that grabs attention. So hopefully that gives you ideas for what you can put from an attention standpoint. So give me a number one if number one makes sense to you. Grabbing attention, drop me a number one in the comment box if you understand a little bit of kind of how to grab attention. It's like a contradictory statement to what most people in the marketplace believe. You don't want people to challenge beliefs right there. You don't want to just go for the jugular too hard. But you do want to kind of like imply it. So it can't be obviously something related to politics or religion, nothing like that. But if you're challenging kind of like an aspect of a certain way of doing business in a niche, then that's cool. The next one is a credibility or authority element. So that's number two, credibility or authority element. And so credibility can come in the form of data, proof, social proof. So, for example, if you help somebody lose weight, then you basically, by stating what you've been able to help them accomplish, you're sharing information that shows some credibility. Because when you share data, information, people just automatically assume it to be true if it's in the form of numbers. Credibility is in the the authority has also to do with maybe experience. You know, I've helped X amount of people in this market. So I've helped X amount of people accomplish XYZ. So when you say that, you're establishing your authority. So number two is either a credibility authority statement. And so those things can be either done with data if you don't have authority in the marketplace, or it could be done with a statement related to the people you've helped accomplish certain thing in your market. And so that's credibility. And so in one of the ads that I have here, I said, we taught these folks how to recruit without prospecting. So in that statement, it was an attention-getting statement, but it was also an authority statement, because we said we taught these folks how to recruit without prospecting. And it says, and immediately following, I put real-life case study. So that offers some credibility, because it's actually stating, hey, you know, they have proof that they've done this. So that offers some credibility. So hopefully that makes sense. Number three is, and this one's a big one, and it might be a little hard for some folks to get. It's a unique promise or mechanism or solution. Alternatively, it could also be a story. So three kind of clumps a bunch of stuff together, but it's what makes it unique or what makes you unique. And so that's why either one of the features of what you're talking about is unique, or it's unique in a certain way or different than other stuff in the marketplace, or you're simply sharing your story, because if you're sharing your story, it's going to be unique from anybody else. And so that's number three. And so an example of a unique promise or mechanism is, again, going back to the contradictory statement. In one of the ads, I said, we taught these folks how to recruit without prospecting. So that's interesting. Recruit without prospecting is something unique in the marketplace. I've never heard that before. Here's another ad from Hannah, another approach. When I changed my approach to what was asked, to what I, I'm sorry, hold on. When I changed my approach to what was talked about in this blog, prospecting became more fun and interested people started to reach out to me. So that's unique in saying that interested people started reaching out to me, because that's not the normal experience of a network marketer. People don't reach out to you if you're a network marketer. They, like, run from you. So that's some sort of unique promise that's being delivered. And also Hannah in her ad shares all these points to the telling of a story, telling of her journey. And so that entire ad is wrapped in something unique, which is her experience. And no one can take an experience from you. And it's always going to be unique to you. So if you guys are getting this right now, give me a number five, give me a high five. If this is making sense, you know, credibility and unique promise. So those are the number two, credibility and a unique promise is number three. In place of unique promise could be a story. Number four is actually the thing that you must have in all of these. And even I've made the mistake of omitting this number four. And number four is benefits. You have to convey that people have a benefit to receive. The good thing is if you share with people the results you've been able to produce for other people, implied in that is that you can help them get results as well. And so there's an implied benefit. So in many ways, some credibility elements serve also as the benefit. So this is what I mean when I say that when I say these five elements, it doesn't mean they have to have five different lines or sentences or paragraphs in the post. Some of the content can actually be overlapping and essentially cover two different elements at the same time. So, for example, we taught these folks how to prospect and recruit. I already mentioned that grabs attention. I already mentioned that it also builds on authority in addition to the real-life case study part of it. It's a unique promise. And also, there's an implied benefit in there. We're going to show you how to recruit people. That's the benefit. Or it's not even saying we're going to show you how to recruit people. It implies it by saying we've taught these folks how to recruit. Click here to learn more. And so there's an implied benefit. Hannah shares her story, in part of her story in her ad that I reviewed yesterday. It says, I found a way to base my business at home to suit me and my family. No more prospecting friends and family. No more parties. No more awkward cold market prospecting. Or in the weight loss market. So Anna's in obviously targeting network marketers for the purposes of providing training. And by the way, her statements are all true because this is what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro. We teach network marketers how to do this type of stuff. So there's nothing inaccurate about her ad. But let's say you were in the weight loss market. You know, we show people how to lose weight, how to shed the weight without dieting, without exercise, without injections, without whatever. And so basically you offer them the benefit, and then if you want to enhance the benefit, you list out all the things that they don't have to do that they hate doing anyway. So you basically, I'll give you the benefit without the pain associated normally with doing this thing. And maybe you could go skin, you know, natural skincare that's effective without chemicals, something like that. So again, you have to be really careful with when you're advertising to make sure you don't violate any rules with Facebook. But when you're doing it on your personal profile, you can pretty much get away with murder on your personal profile and do whatever you want. And so so there you have to convey a benefit. So that's number four. Finally, number five, the element you have to have is a call to action. And as a bonus, have the call to action have a reason to act now. So some sort of urgency element, whether you, for example, Anna, her call to action is check it out or comment for more info and I'll be in touch. So she's offering basically to engage in a conversation. So that's a little bit different from what most advertisers are doing. Or a call to action can simply be click to read more or click below to read more. Let me see, there's another call to action. Yeah, pretty much a call to action is you're just instructing them what to do. Now, click to see more, comment below for more info. This is something I recommend for most network marketers. If you're doing a post, ask people to comment below or send you a private message. That's a call to action. Why do you do that? Well, because you're getting them to basically reach out to you as opposed to you prospecting and reaching out to them. That's the point of passive marketing or passive prospecting, is that people reach out to you. Now, how you can give them a reason to act now, you can say you're only giving, let's say it's a weight loss pack of some kind. Then you say you only have five available, you only have 10 available, or you're only offering these for free for a limited time, or you're only offering them at a discount for a limited time. Whatever some urgency element so that they basically reach out and take action now. Now, that not every post or every ad has this in it, but it is very useful. Now, if you guys are part of our community right now and have used ads and have used some of these elements in your advertising, give me a number seven. Let me know what elements you've actually effectively incorporated in some of your advertising. So give me a five and the elements. So the five elements are attention, credibility, unique promise or story, benefits, or call to action. So those are the five elements. Let me know what you've used. The whole point here is that what I'm trying to convey is that you want to be effective in your messaging. And notice none of this said talk about your product. Let people know what the product is. Spam links. You don't spam links. When I mentioned click to read more in some of the advertising that we've run, it's going to another piece of content that's more informational, that basically is not trying to pitch them an opportunity or anything like that. It's offering them more value. In the network marketing space, if you're trying to generate more prospects for your business, I recommend just asking people to comment. So when you do a post, maybe there's an image that shows another element of what we talked about. Maybe the image shows an actual visual result that was produced. And again, if you're advertising, you got to be careful with this. But if you're doing it on your personal profile, you can pretty much do whatever you want. And then basically, the call to action is to have people comment or private message you for more information. and have them do that. Just by doing that, you're going to generate more prospects and leads. And again, avoid the compulsion and ignore the training your company gives you, because it's not good if they're telling you to spam your links and spam your product all over the place. So let me see some of our community members who have actually done this. So five, Jan's got an attention, Carrie. All of them at one point, call to action. Call to action is a simple one. Telling people what to do next, it should be the simple one, but it's commonly forgotten. Believe it or not, five, all different points in the different ads. Fantastic. So we have some great students here at Elite Marketing Pro. Now, if you want to learn more about what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro, click on the link in the description if someone referred you, or simply go to elitemarketingpro.com and download our free online recruiting bootcamp. We're going to dive more into the fundamentals of how this internet recruiting and an internet marketing world works. What I just shared with you here is just a small portion of it. Fortunately, it's one of the most critical portions. If you just take action on what I shared with you right now, I guarantee you'll be getting much better results than whatever it is your company was teaching you. But what we've primarily focused on here at Elite Marketing Pro is to use advertising as opposed to just to your personal profile. Personal profile is cool and you can get a lot of traction there. But when you're using advertising, which is basically, imagine the posts that you put on your profile that are getting you business, imagine being able to expose them to millions, multiple millions of people, for a few extra bucks a day. By doing that, you're able to basically scale your efforts that much more. And not only that, your team members will be able to scale as well. So click on the link in the description or go to elitemarketingpro.com. That's our Daily Dose of Awesome for today. Thanks, guys, for participating. I hope this was useful and helpful, and we will talk soon. Take care.